Hey there, this is Emily, and before we jump into today's episode, I want to ask you a question. Are you feeling stuck? Like you're in a rut that you just can't seem to climb out of? Well, you're not alone. And today I want to share something that's a game changer, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed and tired. The kind of tired that sleep doesn't fix. If snapping at your loved ones has become a habit and you're finding more comfort in binge watching shows and chocolate than anything else, it is time for a shift, and I've got just the thing for you, my free Empower You Strengths Assessment. This isn't just any assessment, it's the start to rediscovering what makes you powerful. Stop the spiral and start living with intention. Download your free assessment and start uncovering the strengths that are uniquely yours. Go to theleaptolead.com/guide or click the link in the show notes. Start your journey to a more confident and impactful you. Hey there, and welcome to The Leap to Lead. I'm your host, Emily Rogers, and as a transition and leadership coach, I'm here to guide you on your journey to reignite and reshape your life. Whether you're gearing up for promotion, reshuffling your career, wanting to find better balance, or embarking on the path of business ownership, you're in the right place. Together, we'll share tips and laugh about the mess ups. It's about becoming unstuck, embracing change, and stepping into your power. And I am here with you every step of the way. So let's dive in and let your second act be your best act. Welcome to The Leap to Lead, the podcast where your journey starts. Did you know your power lies in your brain? This week, I'm bringing you a very different lens to my normal posts. I'm sharing a little bit about my mum's journey. If you've been with me for a while, then you know that my dad died during lockdown in September 2021. And you also know that I couldn't be there, and that was tough for many reasons. One of those was a concern for mum, because dad was mum's carer. He did pretty much everything and has done since she suffered a brain injury in 2009. 15 years ago, mum ended up in hospital. At the time, the doctors thought she was having a stroke, which she wasn't. Maybe it was the onset of MS, but it wasn't. No diagnosis ever really came except that mum had a demyelination in her brain, which they couldn't explain, and she just needed to learn to live with it. Mum has had a number of follow-up appointments. She's tried all sorts of remedies, but it never changed. The demyelination affects her balance and vision. Essentially, mum gets vertigo whenever she's in the car, walking too far, looking around quickly, if she's near strobing lights, and so on. She uses a walking stick for balance. She stopped driving a car. She struggles to go shopping. And she can go slowly and sit regularly, but it's a very taxing experience on her. So when Dad died, the question was, what about Mum? Now, if life had have been normal, I would have flown in. I would have taken control of everything. I would have basically replaced Dad and made sure everything was done for Mum. But as we know, there are silver linings to every situation. I couldn't do my normal. I had to sit afar and support Mum over the phone only. Mum had to get on with her own life by herself. She focused on her fitness. She rides her stationary cycle or exercise bike, depending on where you live and what you call it. She focused on eating well because Dad's diet hadn't been great in those final months, so she got back into eating well. She set up her own systems to do shopping and banking and so on. Essentially, she found her own way, and she has done well. Dad would be proud. But I noticed when she was visiting earlier this year, she wasn't as physically able as she had been 2 years earlier. What changed? Well, her dizziness was getting worse. It seemed to be more frequent, and her fitness and strength was depleting. So after one day out, some tough love was shared, and I sat down and said, you know, Mum, this isn't okay. you're not doing as well as you think. Back in mid-2023, I'd listened to a podcast with Dr. Vicky, a dizzy coach, and I suggested Mum reach out to her. Maybe she could help, maybe she couldn't, but if Mum didn't ask, we would never know. Okay, she said, but I'll only talk to her while I'm here with you. Mum was leaving in 5 days' time. I literally jumped into Dr. Vicky's Instagram page and I messaged her, and a call was set up for the following day. In a 30-minute Zoom call, Dr. Vicky understood Mum's situation. Not only could she help Mum, but she felt confident she could give Mum back what she'd lost. The next week, Mum started an 8-week program, a mix of online modules, one-on-one coaching, and group coaching. Fast forward to the end of the program, Mum is no longer debilitated with dizziness. But what we didn't know was the added benefits. Dr. Vicky works with neuroplasticity, essentially your ability to change your brain. The work Mum did was visualization, meditation, manifestation, focusing on thinking about her brain being healed, the neurons flowing easily with no challenges or blockages. A few weeks into the program, Mum called me. She says, I was in the shower. I can feel the water on my feet. 9 years ago, Mum had suffered breast cancer. At the end of her treatment, they had to stop the chemo because she'd lost all feeling in her feet and hands. Without realizing it, the work Mum was doing in this program with Dr. Vicky was affecting her whole nervous system. And after 9 years, the feeling came back. The program included a session where Mum was hypnotized, and subsequently she practices self-hypnosis on a daily basis. As a result, things just keep improving for Mum. She has self-worth again. Her faith has got her through a lot of these tough times, but it is now literally glowing in her. Today, Mum is walking freely. She can stand on tiptoes and reach for shelves. She has so much better balance. She only gets dizzy when she's super tired, and when I visited in April, she decided to get her driver's license again. Not only because the dizziness is gone, but she can feel her feet and she can use the pedals in the car. So why am I sharing this? Because the more people I talk to, the more I realize how common dizziness is. So if you know someone who suffers from dizziness, I highly recommend Dr. Vicky, and her link is in the show notes. But also because I see Mum's journey as a beacon of hope. If Mum can achieve these incredible physical changes and overcome physical debilitation, imagine what you can do. Imagine what you could manifest for yourself. Imagine what your future might hold. The simple process of visioning things being different for you will start to shift things for you. The more you practice visualization, meditation, manifestation, the easier these practices become and the greater your world can be. I find it amazing. I still find it amazing. Every day I talk with Mum, she's achieving new things. We share our gratitude for Dr. Vicky. We share our gratitude for the belief that Mum now has in herself. But we also share excitement for what might come next. So while a little off topic today, I want to leave you with this thought. Your power is in your brain.